Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service. We are Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I am thrilled to be welcoming you to this online Sunday service today. And so, as we have been doing, there will be a short process in this talk today, so I invite you to get a piece of paper and something to write with, so that you can write down the answer to these questions that I will ask you in the middle of this talk. And so at our traditional Sunday service, one of the things that we do is we say good morning to each other and to those people that are sitting close to us, and we love to give hugs and love to be connected with each other. And so I invite you right now, while you're sitting at home during this time of physical isolation, just to close your eyes and to imagine some of those people that sit around you during a Sunday service. And if you don't attend our regular Sunday services, just to imagine some of those people that you love and that you care about, your friends or family. And for a moment, send your love to them. Send your love to them and see them standing in their own power and in their own wholeness. For as we do that, we reestablish that connection with each other and our hearts open. And to know that just as you have done this for some of those people that you sit near on a Sunday morning, that there are people that are watching this, they're doing that same exact thing for you. That they are sending you love, and they are seeing you standing in your own wholeness and in your own power. And that is actually sending a blessing out to each other. For that word bless actually means to recognize the presence of God that is already within them, that is already around them. To see that peace, that love, that wholeness is that blessing. And so I would like to begin today by doing an evocation. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, moving into that place of stillness within you, the place that is beyond personality, that is beyond anything that is going on in the world, that is that place of stillness, that place of beingness, and to just allow yourself to rest in that. And so allowing ourselves to fully be present in this moment, we let go of the past, the last moment, the last hour, the last day. We let go of everything that is to come after this time here, being present and open. And as we open ourselves, I recognize that yes, indeed, that presence of God is right where we stand. That one presence and that one power that fills all of time and all of space with its beingness is right here where we are. And not just is it right where we are right now, but it is also unfolding itself as the greater. It is unfolding itself as this service. It is unfolding itself as the words of inspiration and of insight and of enlightenment. It is that which opens our hearts and that which connects us to each other. And it is that which is leading us and guiding us and revealing itself through this service as the exact words we need to hear, the exact thing we need to remember. For the divine presence within and the divine presence without are one and the same, and it is that divine presence within that has led us here to listen to this message today. For the one inside and the one outside recognize each other. And here we are home. And so I bless this service, knowing that it is already blessed from on high. I bless every person who is listening to this, knowing that they are right where they need to be. And I just rest in this truth. And I say, and so it is. And so I would like to invite our guest reader, Colleen Lynn, to come forward and share with you a reading today.
This reading is called A Gift to Bring You by Rumi. You have no idea how hard I've looked for a gift to bring you. Nothing seemed right. What's the point of bringing gold to the gold mine or water to the ocean? Everything I came up with was like taking spices to the Orient. It's no good giving my heart and my soul because you already have these. So I've brought you a mirror. Look at yourself and remember me.
Nice. Thank you very much. And so I would like to read to you our vision statement that we read every Sunday morning when we are together. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to recognize and feel and sense and know that one divine presence. That one divine presence that expresses itself in and through and as everything in this universe. And how that presence expresses itself within us. And some of the ways that it expresses itself within us are as peace and as love, as our own wholeness and our own power. Because what happens is as we come to recognize that that presence is within us, and that it is all around us all of the time, that it shifts how we see things. It shifts how we come to the world, because we are then not reliant on the world being how we want it to be or matching our preferences. When it doesn't, we are able to sink back into that presence within us and to bring that forward. And we bring that forward as kindness and as compassion and caring and authenticity, being who we truly are in the world. It puts us in a place of power and a place of choice. And as we come from that place within ourselves, then we actually are acting as a beneficial presence to everyone, because we bring a sense of peace and calm and love with us wherever we go. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path and to be bringing this presence into the world in a way that is truly beneficial to all. So thank you for that. And so happy Easter to you. So the title of my talk today is The Chrysalis Experience. Because truly, aren't we all in a chrysalis experience right now at this moment as we are doing this physical isolation and as we are staying safer at home? We are kind of cocooned in our homes right now. And just like that chrysalis experience, we have left behind our lives as we knew them, as they had been, and we have not yet entered our lives how they're going to be once this pandemic is over. And so we find ourselves right now in this chrysalis experience. And so even while we are in this experience, we still know deep within ourselves that the nature of life is expansion. That life itself is always unfolding in greater and greater ways. That life is ever evolving. And so today I'm actually talking about the symbolism of the Easter story and how it is a chrysalis experience, that story, and how that story applies to us today. And so Easter is a story about transformation. It is a story about stepping out of the limited and that which is limiting into a greater experience. It is about being born into something greater or being reborn into something greater. And so symbolically, the story of Jesus rising out of the tomb is a story about Jesus rising out of the world of human limitations, rising out of the world of struggle and into a realm of freedom, into a realm of boundlessness, a realm of liberation, a heavenly realm. And so that same story of renewal and rebirth and new beginnings has been told throughout eons of time, long before Jesus walked this earth. And so the pagan story of Easter is really a story about the goddess Oster, which is where the word Easter comes from. And so the goddess Oster is the goddess of new beginnings. She is the goddess of renewal and rebirth. And she is celebrated at the spring equinox and celebrated during the month of April. Her symbol is the rabbit. And we know that rabbits represent fertility and new life, to be pregnant with possibility. And so after the darkness and the dormancy of winter, Oster brings the sun. She brings the flowers and the plants and the warmth and the new beginnings and the baby animals. She's all about this fresh start and this new beginning and rebirth. And during those pagan celebrations of eons ago, she was celebrated with painting brightly colored eggs. And those eggs represented the sun, the return of the sun and the warmth, and represented again new beginnings. And so it wasn't until the year 325 of the Common Era that at the Council of Nicaea, the two holidays were overlaid with each other, commemorating the death and the ascension and transfiguration of Jesus, along with the celebration of Oster and spring and new beginnings. And so today, in our celebration of Easter, we have this amalgamation of the two holidays. Both of those holidays say that in order to give birth to something greater, in order to give birth to something new, in order to step into a realm of freedom and of greater expansion, we must let go of the lesser. We must give up that which is limiting. And it reminds me of the chick and the egg. The chick has to burst out of that egg, has to crack out of that which is limiting in order to emerge and be the fullness of what it is truly intended to be and what it has come here to be. And so as spiritual beings, each and every single one of us, we have this need within us. We have a need to break out of whatever it is that keeps us small. We must become that butterfly, not stay in that cocoon or even stay in the previous caterpillar stage. We must become that butterfly. We have this need as spiritual beings to unfold our own divine potential, to unfold our I am-ness, our own spirit, to unfold our highest selves, to unfold our greater yet to be. It's a longing and a need and an urge that we have within ourselves. We have a need to live from our spirit, to live from our own divinity, and to live in this world as our greater selves. That I am presence within us that I was talking about, that I am presence within us is boundless. It knows no fear. It knows no limitation. Its essence is love and creativity and wholeness. The I am is the resurrection. The I am within you is the resurrection. And yet, we are human beings here living this human experience. And as human beings, it's really easy to get into fear. It's really easy to get into fear as we're living through this time of COVID-19. And what happens sometimes when we get into fear is it causes us to withdraw, and it causes us to close off. It causes us to feel like we are stuck in a holding pattern. Do you kind of feel like you're stuck in a holding pattern in your life right now? That fear that it's easy to get into might be a fear that maybe you're going to get sick or that someone in your family is going to get sick. It's easy to get into a fear that maybe you're not going to have a job when this is over, or to have a fear about financial loss. It's easy at this time to feel frustrated, to get frustrated that our lives have changed so much. Maybe to get frustrated that we can't be with our friends physically, or we can't go out with our friends, or that we can't go out to eat in restaurants. And perhaps, like me, you feel like you've done dishes about 1,000 times in the last couple weeks. Things have changed. Maybe it's just frustrating because you can't do what you want to do when you want to do it right now. And what happens sometimes then is we start feeling like a victim to life. Alan Cohen says, "The difficulties of life do not keep you from your greatness. They show you to its door." The difficulties of life are showing you to the door of your own greatness, of your own I am-ness, of your own greater yet to be in that which has not been born through you yet. And so while we have those feelings, and it's normal to have those feelings of frustration and fear and anger and whatever it is that you're feeling, it's perfectly fine, but it doesn't serve us to get stuck in that place and to not come back out of it. It doesn't really serve us to wallow in it. Maybe you need to yell, maybe you need to cry, but then you pull yourself out of it and you ask yourself, what else do I know? What else is the truth here? And so in The Art of Spiritual Healing, Joel Goldsmith says, "The I in the midst of me is God, infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, the only power. There is no power besides the I that I am. The I that I am is immortal and eternal. Because of my oneness with the Father, my oneness with the I that I am, all the intelligence, all the wisdom, all the life, all the spirituality, all the power, all the good, all the grace of God are embodied within me." That is seeking to be known, and that is seeking to emerge. And so the truth is, in the midst of what we are going through right now, there is a huge opportunity. In the midst of this chrysalis experience that we are in right now, there is a huge opportunity. This experience that we are going through is inviting us to die to that which has not been supporting us living our greatest lives. It is inviting us to die to whatever that is not supporting us in being our greatest selves. It is inviting us to die to that which has not allowed us to fully thrive, to that which has kept us small, to that which has kept us too busy or too distracted to actually unfold that divine potential that is knocking at our hearts to be made real in this world. That divine potential that is seeking to be made real within me and within you and within every single person on this planet. We are in the midst of an opportunity to regroup and to reprioritize and to create something new that has never been before. And so I read a story this week that I really like. It's a true story. It says COVID-19 changed how the world does science together. It says while political leaders have locked their borders, scientists have been shattering theirs, creating a global collaboration unlike any in history. Never before, researchers say, have so many experts in so many countries focused simultaneously on a single topic and with such urgency. Nearly all other research has ground to a halt. Normal imperatives like academic credit have been set aside. Online repositories make studies available months ahead of being published in journals. Researchers have identified and shared hundreds of viral genome sequences. More than 200 clinical trials have been launched, bringing together hospitals and laboratories around the globe. On a recent morning, for example, scientists at the University of Pittsburgh discovered that a ferret exposed to COVID-19 particles had developed a high fever, a potential advance towards animal vaccine testing. Under ordinary circumstances, they would have started work on an academic journal article. But you know what? Says Paul Duprex, there's going to be plenty of time to get papers published. Paul Duprex is a virologist leading the university's vaccine research. He says within 2 hours, he had shared the findings with scientists around the world on a World Health Organization conference call. It's pretty cool, right? He says. Pardon my French. You just cut the crap, for lack of a better word, and you get to be part of a global enterprise. You know, like I do, normally scientists do research and they keep it private. They don't let anybody see it so that they can have their name put on it out in the world. This is people across the globe working together to support humanity, the entire family of humanity, and working together on this. What else will be born from this chrysalis experience that we are finding ourselves in? What else is going to change from being the caterpillar to being the butterfly as we go through this? We participate in our own transformation when we die to whatever it is that has kept us limited. When we die to a limited or limiting self-expression. When we die to anything that has kept us from being our greatest selves. When we die to anything that has kept us from our living as the divine beings that we are. It could be a belief or a self-concept, a way that we talk to ourselves. It could be just being too busy or too distracted to do what you really want to do, what is really in your heart and who you really want to be in the world, or even that which keeps you distracted from getting in touch with what that is. And so I listened to a talk online this week by Abraham Hicks. And of course, she was talking about the law of attraction because that's what she talks about. She was talking about the fact that we create our life and our experience through our thoughts and our feelings and our vibration. In religious science, we call that the law of correspondence, that the law responds to us by corresponding with our beliefs and our feelings and our attitudes. Well, Abraham Hicks said we must get out in front of what is happening in order to create the world that we want to live in. What that means is that we must be in the energy and in the feeling and in the thoughts of how we want to be and who we want to be and what we want to be even now while this is happening. And so it's not about being in denial about what's happening. It's about being at choice. And that choice to create our future by changing what's going on the inside and what's going on the outside right now. That chrysalis experience is what that is. It means that chrysalis experience, this staying safer at home, is an opportunity to die to what we no longer want to do and to die to who we no longer want to be. And instead to create a vibration, the thoughts and the feelings and the actions of who we actually want to be and how we want to be in the world. The old is already dissolving. It's already dissolving. You get to decide what you want to create and what you want your life to be like when we get to the other side of this. And so I'd like to invite you right now just to turn within to that infinite knowingness that resides within you, that is none other than your own I am-ness, that is none other than the presence of the divine, of infinite intelligence, of absolute knowingness, that one presence right here within. And so we turn to that wisdom within ourselves and we ask, during this time right now, what is it that I want to let go of? During this opportunity that I am living in right now, what is it that I would like to let go of? What do I no longer want to do, or who do I no longer want to be? What do I want to let go of? And to go ahead and write that down. And to turn within again and to ask your own I am-ness, your own innate wisdom, what is it that is seeking to emerge from within me right now? What is it that is seeking to emerge from within me? What is being called forward? What is it that is seeking to emerge? And to write that down. What is it that is calling within me? What opportunity am I being given right now? And to turn within one last time, sinking into that knowing, and to ask yourself, what is it that I must die to in order to live as my greater self? What must I let go of? What must I let go of in order for myself myself with a capital S to have a fuller expression in my life? What must I let go of? What must I let go of to live as my greater self? And to write that down. And if you can wrap that up, or put us on pause. And so if we look at the story of Jesus' death before his resurrection, as he hung on the cross, which was the form of punishment at that time, he hung between two thieves, both who were guilty of their crimes. And he looked at them and said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." He did not say, "Only I get to go to paradise." He did not say, "You are a sinner, therefore you do not get to go to paradise." He said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Not just did Jesus, as he let go of the lesser, move into the greater, but that is the truth for all of us. As we let go of the lesser, we move into the greater. As we die to that which limits us, we move into that realm of freedom and of creativity and of abundance and of good and of peace. As we let go of that which keeps us stuck, that which has kept us small, that which doesn't serve us, we move into our greater life. And we have a greater experience of who we are as spiritual beings. And we have a greater experience of life itself. And so Easter and Oster are both here to remind us that we are in the midst of a great opportunity right now. That we are in the midst of an opportunity to give birth to something greater. That we are in the midst of an opportunity for transformation, individually and collectively. That is here to remind us that we can resurrect from that which has kept us bound, and in turn move into a greater expression of our own selves, into a place of expansion and freedom and rebirth. And so my invitation to you this week is to let go of whatever it is that has kept you small. To let go of whatever has kept you from living as the free and fabulous being that you've come here to live as. To listen to the urgings of your own soul. To be quiet and to listen within. To listen to the divine beingness within you, your own I am-ness. To shift your awareness from the experience that you are in and shift your awareness instead to who you are being during those experiences. And to be the fullness of your divine self. And as a result, you'll be living with a greater sense of freedom and a deeper sense of satisfaction, and using this Easter holiday to be all that you long to be and who you long to live as in this world. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path that you are walking of unfolding and of remembering and of giving way to your own divine presence and to the one and only divine presence. So happy Easter and blessings to you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so what a blessing it is just to take my attention and rest in that divine presence. That one presence, that one power, that one life, that one beingness, that one energy, the one that was before time began and will be unto the ends of anything and everything. That one presence that is right here, that is always right where we are. That presence that we live in and that presence that lives in us. For the innermost God and the outermost God are one God. And so here we revel in that presence. Here we marinate in that presence. A presence of love and a presence of beauty. A presence of absolute intelligence and wisdom and perfection and balance and order and good without end. For this is the fabric of the divine. This is the essence and what the divine is composed of and how it expresses itself in this world. And so today we align our thinking with that, knowing that we have always been one with this presence, for we are incarnations of that life of God. We're individualized expressions of that potential and that perfection and that beauty and that magnificence. And so today we heed the call of our own hearts and our souls to give way to that divine as ourselves, to give way to the divine as wisdom and creativity and beauty and all the things that we have come here to express and to experience. And so I also speak this word, not just for each and every single one of us here, but I speak this word about every single person in this world. That I know that divine presence right now is right where they are. And that it is revealing itself within the hearts and the minds of each and every person as a sense of peace. And as a sense of wisdom and inner guidance. That it is leading and guiding every single person on this planet so that they too are kept safe. It is leading and guiding every single scientist and doctor and policymaker with its wisdom to make the perfect choices to support the thriving of humanity on this planet. For the scientists and the doctors and the policymakers and each and every single one of us are simply the activity of God. And so I know the activity of God is all that is happening in all its magnificence, in all its perfection, right here and right now. And so we lean into this truth, for as we claim it and as we know it, we magnify it in this world. And so I lean in and I know this truth and I rest in this realization. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around us and right within us. And what a blessing that is. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so thank you so much for joining us online here for this Sunday service, Easter service. And would like to invite you to join us for a Zoom conference call on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We are having time together where we get to do spiritual practice together and spend some time connecting with each other and breaking into small groups and sharing and looking within ourselves for answers and guidance and sharing that with each other. And so it's moments of connection and of insight and of being fed spiritually. So I invite you to join us for that. You'll receive a letter, an email, if you are on our email list. If you are not on our email list, will you please send your email to livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and I'll make sure that you get on our mailing list. I would also like to thank you so much for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits It has really been wonderful, the support that we're getting, and I want to thank you very much for that. You can send a check to my house. You can text me or email me if you don't have my address. There is a donate button on our website, and just thank you for that support as we continue to support you on this path and continue to support humanity and holding them in the light. And I invite you to continue to hold humanity in the light with me as well. And so blessings to you, and I look forward to seeing you in person soon. And until then, I will see you right here at Live and Beyond Limits. Blessings to you.